in the green room prior to showtime for the three tenors in our Raise the Curtain night. Good evening.
Good evening, Dennis. Well, we, the Celtic Tenors, are very happy to be here tonight. It's wonderful to be back in the saddle again. I think the last time we were here was 2019, the night before our show in Airdrie. So we have had a very, very crazy 2 years, but it's great to be back in the saddle.
What's going to be happening then? So where do you go after Cranbrook? Is this a full-out tour then?
Yeah, we have been out really since the start of March. We started off down in the States. We did about 10 days down there. Then we came up here to Canada, which we're always delighted to. I think we feel we have a kindred spirit with the Canadian people. We started off over in Toronto direction, and then out to Vancouver Island, and then Vancouver Symphony there at the weekend. Now we're here with you all in Cranbrook, which is great then to be flying over the Rockies and see the beauty of this country at its finest. So we're thrilled to be here tonight, absolutely.
Do you live close together if you want to practice? Can you go down the road, or do you live far apart in Ireland? I know it's small, but not that small.
Well, of course, during the last 2 years, it was online rehearsals the odd time, and even the odd online performance as well. But no, we're in different parts. Darrell's from the north of Ireland, which is technically the UK, Great Britain, and he lives in Oma in County Tyrone. Matthew lives nearer Dublin, the capital. He lives in County Meath, in the east of Ireland, and I am from the west. I live in the east, so I suppose I'm about an hour south of Dublin. Matthew's an hour north of Dublin, and Darrell's about 2 hours north of Dublin, sort of thing.
So by
roughly
Canadian standards, we're next door to each other.
We're in the same province, the same city by Canadian standards.
Where did you find each other originally?
We actually found each other singing in opera. We had all had various different backgrounds, and we're all slightly different ages. I had taken a break from an engineering career, and I happened to be singing in an opera, and James saw me. We were working, it was actually Die Fledermaus by Strauss, and it was just one of those things. Literally, the next month or so, we got together and we started singing.
Did someone suggest you get together?
It was around the time of the three tenors and all that kind of thing. The three tenor thing, you know, the Pavarotti, Domingo Carreras and all that. And there were lots of three tenor groups popping up. And we were the first group in Ireland to come together. But our difference is we don't belt out the tune the whole time. We actually sing in harmony. So three parts, and we swap the whole time. And, you know, other tenors tend to just like to sing the melody. That's not me bitching or anything like that. It's just a fact. but we like our harmonies. It's a harmony-based trio, really.
I wasn't sneaking in on your sound test, but I heard the Rankin family fairly well. Did you ever get a chance to meet them on the road?
Yes, we did. We were over in Nova Scotia, Halifax. Many, many years ago now. But on the very first album, that song "Fare Thee Well" was recorded by the Celtic Tenors.
We're not doing it in Cranbrook.
No, we're not doing it tonight. We thought that we would resurrect it. It's such a beautiful, beautiful song, and obviously, so you know, it's got real meaning to the Rankin family in particular. We're also doing Four Strong Winds as part of the set list at the minute as well. Ian Tyson, Sylvia Tyson.
I think what the whole thing proves that there's a really strong connection, particularly to the east coast of Canada, but I think to the Canada as a whole. Ireland is a small place that punches above its weight. We've got strong connections to Canada, but also to the US, and even huger connections to the likes of Scotland.
I think you Canadians as well understand the Irish sense of humour. Some other people maybe take it a bit more seriously. And you have to say, no, we're joking. It's okay.
It's interesting. Across the border, they say there's 41 million Americans. And I think Portugal and Ireland are those countries. If everybody went back, there wouldn't be room for them.
You're absolutely right. Way more Irish than there are Irish at home.
Thank you for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to pass along to our fans that are listening to our radio show here this morning?
Well, I think as much as anything, we are so blessed to have people to come out and support us on this tour. And we honestly feel so thankful for that, and we encourage folk to go out to the theatre, to come here to the Quay City Theatre and see other groups as well. It's our lifeblood. We need it, as Matthew often says, we need it, and I think audiences need it too. Live music is so important.
We're the last profession to get back, basically. Everybody else got back to work before us, so we're really happy to be back.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure, Dennis.